Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We would like to express our gratitude to our coordinators, Malawi and Peru, for the presentations made. We recognize the multi-regional efforts made in collaboration and coordination with the chair. We fully agree that your analysis of need for a tailor-made approach to universalization reporting, the pattern of support for the resolution that has presented since 2015, the UN General Assembly, that included 148 states last year, including 37 non-signatory states, urges us to work to ensure that this political support becomes legally binding commitments. In this regard, we support the comments made by our coordinators regarding the need to join our forces to work together with parliamentary unions for the purposes of universalizations. We also believe that the efforts focused on Africa and the Caribbean are critical to strengthening our convention. This approach, as was previously pointed out by our coordinators, has been a priority that Mexico has promoted with conviction during its chairmanship and in particular over the past few months. In this regard, and with a view to universalization, we must recall and clearly convey to the international community the humanitarian objectives and purposes of this convention, especially in the face of persistent evidence of the damage that these weapons continue to generate. The Lausanne Declaration underscores our firm determination to achieve a world completely free from the use of these so-called conventional weapons, which have left a large number of victims, particularly in recent months. The CMC is distinguished by its sense of community, and it is our responsibility to honor and strengthen that collective commitment. Madam Chair, we're deeply concerned with the possible withdrawal of Lithuania from the convention and the fact that Lithuania deposited its instrument of withdrawal on 6 September. Lithuania has shown itself to be a responsible member of our community, and its departure would make it the first state to withdraw from a humanitarian convention. This decision would contravene global efforts to protect civilians in conflict situations and would set a dangerous precedent for IHL. In this regard, we remind all states parties of our obligation under the preamble to the convention to work resolutely to promote its universalization and full implementation, and under Article 21 to promote universal adherence. We reiterate, as we did in our opening statement, that the body of law is equally valid in times of peace as well as in times of conflict, and we hope to build the necessary space to conduct a substantive dialogue with the Lithuanian authorities to reassess their decision. Madam Chair, in conclusion, we'd like to acknowledge the intensive work of civil society to advance the goals of this CMC. In every area where implementation monitoring is necessary, the dedication analysis, constructive criticism, and constructive proposals made by representatives of civil society in order to help states participate in this cause are evident, and the issue of universalization is no exception. Thank you very much.